Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Camille Bianchi. Pope Leo has shared prayers for the Philippines after its second major storm in a week. At least 2 people are dead and more than 1 million were forced to leave their homes.
Cari fratelli e sorelle,
dear brothers and sisters, I am close to the people of the Philippines affected by a violent typhoon. I pray for the deceased and their families, for the injured and the displaced.
Per i feriti e gli sfollati.
Syria's leader, Ahmed al-Shara, is in the United States for a meeting with U.S. President Donald Trump. Last week, the U.S. government asked the United Nations Security Council to remove sanctions on al-Shara. Now, American officials hope he will sign up to a global group of countries fighting the IS terrorist group. British Royal Princess Anne is in Australia. The 75-year-old princess has taken part in a service at the Anzac Memorial in central Sydney before attending the nearby Victoria Barracks to help mark 100 years of the Royal Australian Corps of Signals. The visit comes at an awkward time for her family. Princess Anne's younger brother, formerly known as Prince Andrew, had his title removed over links to Jeffrey Epstein. But this royal fan says that is not Princess Anne's fault.
Look, everyone has things in their family, and unfortunately they're played out in front of everyone to see. They haven't got local gossip to contend with, they've got worldwide gossip, and they're doing okay standing up to it all.
In sport, McLaren driver Lando Norris has won the Sao Paulo Grand Prix. T teammate, Oscar Piastri, ended up finishing fifth after he was given extra time for causing a crash. McLaren team principal Andrea Stella says he will speak with Piastri about what happened.
I haven't yet talked to Oscar yet. I haven't looked at the video myself except for the replays. So it's one of those in which I think the best thing to do is just rely on the stewards applying some consistency. We don't have, you know, major reasons to complain. So we just have to stay focused and move on.
That's the latest SBS News in Easy English.